Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Mary Cox is with me.
I'm standing in his own field.
Like a farmer. We're talking about Van Morrison. We're talking about whatever. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
It's an early start. But we do it 5 days a week and we just do it. Do
you know? I know. You get up earlier than me.
I get up early. Yeah. Well, I'm 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, stop.
I know, yeah. It's very early.
Yeah.
But if you do, yeah, but then you have lots of late nights. Different end of the day.
I do the other end of the day, yeah.
Exactly. And that's all we do. And we do what we do. Firstly, congratulations. I meant, you got the, was it the Freedom of Galway you got?
I did, yeah. Help
us. Is that the goats and the that you
I
can bring?
I think you can put sheep. Something on Air Square, yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what it is.
It happened during COVID, and I was having a big ball, the mayoral ball.
Oh, right.
And the ball never happened, and then they got a new mayor, and so I feel really disgruntled about that. I don't really.
But no, you don't. No, but
cheated out of my ball.
That's right. But at least there was a recognition, at least that, whatever it is. Well, of course, now you're going to have a celebration, celebrating many years of being out there. I mean, it's, I know. It's, but it's, yeah, okay. I'm married the same number of years. I know, yeah.
Okay, 41 years.
40, no, 40. I'm worried 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, you're celebrating 40.
Yeah.
Is what
it's the whole year, like.
So, yeah, I know, yeah.
The full 40.
I know, yeah. But it's been, like, in fairness, you have been through the mill, and yet, here you are, and you're as bright as a button, and you're looking good, and you're feeling obviously good. So, you know, life
is
throws
good.
Stuff at you. Yeah. But life throws stuff at you too.
And sure, you've come through all sorts. Really, yeah. It makes me anyway who I am.
For sure.
But
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying the gigs this year. Like since September 2024, I've done 150 gigs.
Crikey.
I did 18 in England. We started in Edinburgh, next day down to London, back up to over to Bristol, back up to Liverpool, day off.
Yeah.
Oh, over to Newcastle. I mean, we were all over the place. Came back up to Scotland, over to Larne, down through and did the Woman's Heart in the Waterfront with Charlene and Francis.
Gorgeous.
Drove down to Cork after that, next morning, to do a Dahi and Mara, the Today.
That's right, in the afternoon.
Back up to someplace else and did a gig, and then I said, lad, I'm finished now, okay?
Right,
that was 18 days almost on the trot.
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah. So, then I took a nice 10-day break for myself in Crete.
Lovely.
And there we had an earthquake, a tsunami, and a sandstorm.
None of it your fault.
None of it my fault. We weren't allowed out for 24 hours. I wasn't even allowed on the street.
For flips. I mean, that was your great break, and that was your great.
I know, but it was lovely.
But just going to Crete. Now you've got. Is it this weekend? You're in the Theatre Royal.
Theatre Royal in Waterford. Yeah, that was great last year. So they asked us to come back. So we're down there on Saturday night. And then I will be doing the Galway Arts Festival in the Big Top.
That's right.
Standing in the field. Outstanding in my own field.
But come here. You obviously still love it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know? Because once you're on that stage and the music starts...
It's great.
Isn't it?
And then I'm bringing, like, Jimmy Smith and Richie Buckley and the whole gang coming to that. And I have a few very... You know, just doing a few duets with Alton, Jack L.
The great Alton.
Dave Brown. Do you remember Dave Brown?
Yes, of course.
Because he has a song with me on the new album.
But Alton is just a wonder, isn't he?
We did a gig on Saturday night.
Did you?
My God, don't I miss the sound good, Killer? People were bawling. He comes on and he does like five or six songs, and then I do my set, and then Alton comes on because we do the Lumberjack, we do Weak Heart, we do The Measure, we do a few things, and I've recorded Really Gone, and just be crying in the aisles.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then Alton went off to organise himself to sell his few albums and CDs.
Yes, yeah.
And I took a bow after, you know, the last song, my band, and people started roaring, and I didn't know what they were saying. And they were saying, Alton!
Are you serious?
So I had to run out and get Alton to come back up to do Right On.
He's a gorgeous man.
He's lovely. We have great fun. And we do the stupid podcast.
It doesn't matter, but isn't that wonderful? And vent.
You know, but people, if we miss a week, people write to us and tell us we forgot to upload the podcast.
Where do you do it?
Anywhere we are.
Like
John and Ballin Willen House.
Right.
on the weekend, and we stayed there because we had a lot of travelling and did bed and breakfast, and we gathered around the table in the morning, and everybody who stays in the house has breakfast at the table. So everyone's on the podcast.
Isn't that just wonderful?
It's mad-like.
But yeah, but it's also a very good thing to do.
Yeah.
Let things out. Let things out.
And we're doing a school tour.
Now, that's making me nervous.
Yeah.
You're doing a school tour, Mary.
We're doing a school tour. We're working on doing 9 songs that we do now together when we do, because we do our own gig as well.
Yes, of course.
Myself and Alton, Dermot Lally on bass, and Micheál O'Connor on electric guitar, and we have Jimmy Higgins on drums from The Stunning, you know?
Yes.
So we have, it's a very, very different gig. We do Lucinda Williams, I do a couple of other covers like Bonnie Raitt songs, John Prine, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So we're going to record 9 of those and then we're going to do a school tour.
And when you say a school tour, you mean literally that?
School halls, yeah.
School halls.
That's probably not going to go with the uniform.
That's funny. No.
But, you never know, though.
I wouldn't put it past you. But I'm thinking back, school tour. Like, I remember a time when I went to school in Raheny, which is actually Colestor, but they called it Raheny, on the north side of Dublin. And we would see bands back in the day, Thin Lizzy, when they used to spell it T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E, came to our school. It was a band called Elmer Fudd.
Well, I remember Elmer Fudd.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I remember these bands. Alice, A-L-Y-C-E, was another band that existed. They all. So the idea of the school tour.
Well, we did one in Alton's alma mater last year and it was sold out in a week.
There you go.
And
he's a lot of relations.
It was the entire population of Loughrea came to the gig.
That's fantastic.
And we had, and it was in the school tour. They put in a lovely sound system, lovely lights, because they all have lovely stages.
They do, correct.
They do the drama.
That's right.
So I have 2 previous alma maters because I got thrown out of the prez after the junior cert, and then my mother went down on bended knee to go up to the Dominicans to ask them to take me in there. So I could do 2.
You could.
So I could do 2 there.
It's reliving, it's elements of reliving your past. Let's have a bit of lumberjack.
Okay.
Mary Cockles with me. And Mr. Alton Connell could well feature.
Along the road to the Galway railway station, your brother there, so I can't say what I'm thinking. A wry smile, we'll meet in September. All political lives end in failure. We fell flat as if a tree. There was a lumberjack, you and me. But I don't forget or let it fade. Just like the sun did on that day. Gonna follow the big sun, sink below the sea. Let the night time in, put this old love to sleep. For all the times I held you close, so many more I let you. Prom, I take a walk beneath the stars. Watch boats sailing, they've traveled from your parts. I no longer see you on these streets. That place where I once saw heaven at your feet. But that was many, many moons ago. This love I can't.
What I love about it is, Repeat Rewind, it's Lumberjack, Mary Coughlin, Alton, the great Alton Colin and Mary Whitney, is it's so such a huge, it's such a full sound.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous with the strings, isn't it?
I know, we did this, yeah, it's beautiful with strings. Pete Lennister produced, yeah, he produced my big, big album back in 1990 with Invisible and Man of the World.
You're joking me.
And then...
Reconnected.
We reconnected for the last album, which was called Love Life Stories, which I was going to shelve because of COVID. Mm. But you know, it sold more albums than like many, many other
things. I think people were listening. Well, hang on, I think people were listening more attentively during
Yeah, and I started selling them from the house.
Yeah.
And myself and the kids, the grandkids, three grandchildren living with me, I have them all, and we were all making pictures. And one of them was doing finger paintings because that's what she was doing. And then I'd sign her name. And then the two lads, Tiger Fletcher, were doing paintings. And I was doing paintings. And Christmas came. We were doing Christmas trees and Christmas scenes and snowmen and Santa Claus. And everybody got a painting.
Sure, look.
With date and everything. Yeah. And people started sending me photographs back to it. They had them framed.
Isn't that lovely?
So this year, we're starting early. I have the kids yesterday up with the... I swear to God.
You're not there.
They came up yesterday and said, Nana, will we start doing the trees yet? So Tig is six and he has come up with a new idea for doing Christmas trees. It involves packing tape because they've moved out, they finished their own house.
Yeah.
So you know the tape you do with the cardboard boxes?
I do, yes. Yeah.
So he cut the tape up and he put it on the paper so it's the tree trunk.
Oh, that's very clever.
And he has them all done, like he'll do one bit, like he's six.
That's mad.
So he's obviously been thinking about it because he knew it was such a rush last year.
That's something.
So he's done all the tree trunks already and he'll be back now with a few pencils.
And are you signing them?
Well, I'll sign his name. I know he'll sign himself this year.
Oh, he'll sign himself this year.
And then people, and then I show him when people refer back to him, his name, thank Tig that I have the picture on the wall. Yeah.
Lovely. I think that's great.
It is, yeah.
You're enjoying them, aren't you?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
We're going on holidays next week.
You're not going to Crete again, are you? There'll be a volcano eruption.
No, myself, Pete Lennister, whom I previously mentioned, my producer now, Pete has a lovely house in Italy and he's very kindly given us the lend of the house for the week.
Lovely. Where are you? Where in Italy?
It's north west of Rome.
Oh, right.
Towards the sea. Beautiful. Soriano del Cimino. My Italian.
It's fine. As long as somebody else will point you in the general direction.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll get there.
John, my long-suffering partner, will be driving us all around. My three daughters and my grandchildren.
Italy. Oh, you guys should like a caravan. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
How long will you take?
7 days.
Just a week.
Jesus.
I know. I know, but a week in that environment would be good for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just chill. You know, chill.
And recharge.
Yeah.
Now, listen, talk to me about Galway. Galway is... Where's Mayo? I have a big thing on Galway here. We better explain. It's a full arts festival. There's all manner of things there.
Oh, yeah. I was on the first ever committee for organising the Galway Arts Festival. Me and Ollie Jennings.
Go off.
Yeah.
Really? Which was when?
73. Really? 73, 74.
And you were only in primary school.
We had Breen Burke. No, it was 79. I can't remember. Breen Burke was doing an art exhibition.
Right.
We had Paul Durkin doing poetry readings. I picked up Paul Durkin in my little orange post office van that I bought from the post office, tendered, from the CIE station.
Cool.
And we drove to Headford, Tuam and all the schools and we became lifelong friends.
Isn't that lovely?
And we just drove around and that was the first... So this year I'm in the fisheries field on the Big Top.
Right.
In the Big Top, under the Big Top.
23rd of July is when this is happening.
Not on top of it.
No, preferably not. Now, so you mentioned Richie Buckley. You're going to Richie Buckley's, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we're starting rehearsals now on the 22nd because I want to do a load of the songs that I haven't done for years, like The Little Death and Man of the World and The Long Honeymoon and stuff like that, you know, because there's like 16 albums and we'll do Delaney and we'll do a very Galway-themed thing, right, Sentimental Killer and stuff like that.
I mean, the fact
so Richie's coming.
Yeah.
Jimmy Smith.
Okay.
Gerald Peregrine is going to come and do some beautiful cello playing on some... We've got... what's his name? Brian Wilson's song that I recorded.
God Only Knows.
God Only Knows. It's a... The Guardian said it was a quiet masterpiece and the best version, even better than Bowie's.
Better play it so there could be trouble.
To play it.
Will you hang on a second? Mary Coughlin. I'm going to play it. Here it is.
But anyways...
no, here it is.
Oh, here it is.
Here it is. Now. No, right. Oh, look. Live radio.
It's very short.
It's only 3 minutes and 10 seconds. It's lovely. Have a listen. That with great heart.
Sure, you'd have to.
Well, it's an amazing song anyway.
I know.
But it's a wonderful song, an incredible sentiment. Brian Wilson, just tell me about
it. Because it was just so elaborate, you know, when he did it with all those harmonies with the Beach Boys, like king at that, you know.
Unbelievable.
So we just said, you have to do something different then.
Yeah. You know? And would you be nervous taking on a song like that? Because it's so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. You'd have to be. Because you don't want to make a mess of it either, you don't.
No, and you never know when you're going to get slagged. So the three songs I've been worried about was like Family Life, Paul Buchanan, like The Blue Nile.
Yes.
And he wrote to me and he said, this is class, you know.
Songs, I love it.
And then I did Love Will Tear Us Apart, very different version. And Bernard Sumner wrote to me and he said, this is...
isn't that something?
Thank you. He said, this is just takes it to a whole new level.
But you see, you do take it somewhere else. You take it to a completely different place to perhaps where it was even intended to go in the first place.
That's and, you know, they become really frenetic, you know, because, that song did, you know, the Love of Terrors part. And then and I suppose Heartbreak Hotel as well. I could never understand all, love is my baby, let me. And it's just like, it's so beautiful and slow when Pete Lannister produced it and Richie did a beautiful soprano solo on it. Yeah. Richie Buckley.
Yes, I agree, before you say it.
On Stop It. He hops up on the stage, you know.
Yeah.
And he does these solos that come, he remembers them from the day we recorded them.
Yeah.
And he just plucks them from thin air.
And the saxophone.
Jimmy is the same, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, but that's right. But the saxophone looks about 150 years
old.
It
is 150 years old.
It's an ancient looking yoke, and it is the sound out of it.
I know, It never gets a cleaner, does it?
Stand well back.
I need to see what's inside of it.
Don't
he shoves the yoke down inside of it, all right. He does, yeah. There's a big
chimney sweep.
Yeah. But, and Richie and I have had this, so some people put things up sometimes online, like from the RTÉ archives.
Yeah.
Noel Keelahan did a beautiful version of I'd Rather Go Blind, and we did the Gaiety for
RTÉ. Oh, for heaven's sake, yeah. And it's up there.
From the archives puts up a tune every so often.
Oh, lovely.
And it was so beautiful. And I was looking at all the awards out there in the cabinet.
Yeah, up
and
upstairs.
I represented Ireland with the Radio and Television Orchestra with Noel Keelahan in Belgium, in Kanaka.
Did you?
Yeah, so many things.
Isn't it just? Yeah.
I know, over the years, I've been so... I blew it for a few years there.
I know that.
Jesus, I worked hard to come back, you know.
But but you did. And you did come back successfully.
So many extraordinary things, you know.
But, you know, when I think about it and what you went through, it could have gone the other way with the drinking and drugs. It could easily have gone the other way. And whatever was in you and those around you, you were able to
survive.
To fight the fight.
I got an email from a guy the other day. This is hilarious. And I have another great story for you.
Good.
Yes. I came across an album in New Zealand 20 years ago called Mirrors. Lieber and Stoller wrote it. It deals with very, very dark subject matter. A gay friend of theirs was beaten to death with baseball bats. It's about the rise of fascism in America in 1939. It's about madness. They worked with Truman Capote. They worked with the guy who wrote Death in Venice. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Anyways, the album was banned, deleted, and it got really bad press. And I wrote to Peggy Lee's granddaughter, at Peggy's 100th birthday. I said, can I do this album or is there anything? You know, I've just found it. And she said, oh, you'll have to talk to our lawyer. So then I got a thing from a lawyer. His name was Seth Berg. I was quaking in my boots waiting for the phone call. And he said, no, you'll have to talk to Peter Stoller. He's the son. He has the estate. And the next minute I got a call from Peter Stoller. He said, we love what you've done with A Love Will Tear Us Apart. And if you can do anything with this album. Then when you hear this, Mike Stoller, who's 92, phoned me last month on my birthday and said, if you're allowed into America, will you please come and see me? Or perhaps we could meet up in Mexico. I swear to God, I'll show you the text
that
afterwards.
Fantastic story.
So he's writing to me and he wants me to work with him.
Yeah.
And he has alternative lyrics for some songs that Peggy wasn't allowed to sing by record companies. Can you believe it?
That is an incredible story. So will you do it?
Yeah.
When you get into America, do you have to leave your phone at home?
I have to leave the phone to buy a burner. The Mexican thing, he said it and I thought, you know, that they might be a bit pissed off at me giving out about America all the time and stuff, but no, he said it's very, very, very sad, but he said, we could meet in Mexico.
But you see,
you'll have to come soon. I'm 92 now.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't delay. But he has, he's obviously heard. He knows what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
Eric and I took two of the songs out of context because we didn't know it was a kind of a concept album.
Okay, yes.
And they had been working with Truman Capote. Is it Capote? Or
yeah, Capote.
Which one? They'd been working with him on a stage version of it.
Yes, yes.
And then the whole thing went belly up. So he wants to do that again. So Katrina McLaughlin has given me kindly about four sessions already in the Abbey with the director and Conor Lennon. And we're go. But we're
look,
go.
Look how stuff is happening.
Isn't it extraordinary?
It is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And I can see it in your face that it's just a wonderful feeling that these things are coming at you, if you will.
Nice,
it's great. I love the idea.
Me? Can I ring you for your birthday? Can you what?
I love the idea of going to Mexico.
Over the border in Mexico.
Over the border, yeah. The only thing is, if you go to Mexico, you mightn't get back in the other end, if you know what I mean. So,
no, here. Just go to Mexico from here.
From here. Oh, yes, of course you can.
He can go where he likes.
Yes, he can.
I can meet him in Mexico.
That's right. Don't tell anyone where you're meeting him.
Don't tell him because
we have the odd listener.
Oh, God.
Keep it to yourself.
I'm on the radio.
That version of God only knows. So amazing. My first time hearing it, sublime. This is Graham in Fermoy.
Oh, buy the album.
Buy the album. There you are, Graham. And Sue Kyo says, I've something in my eye now, thanks to you. So aww. There you go.
Here,
you
I leave said, in. I will.
You said that the emotion that you're having at concerts, that people are having at the gigs.
I think, we were talking there during the break. People are feeling very low.
Yeah. Nervous.
There was scared. Like the front row of an audience the other night. There were more than a few things in people's eyes. And people wrote to say, they write the Facebook page as well, to say that they were moved. And this lovely man just took out his hanky and started crying, you know. And I just asked people, I had to go down one night and hug a woman, you know.
Yeah.
See if she was all right.
Good for you.
Because whatever it stirs in them,
yeah,
it's memory, it's sadness, it's God only knows, you know, where I'd be without you. Maybe they've lost somebody.
That's right.
For the whole world, it's weeping for the world.
And the music stirs them in a way they didn't expect, perhaps, when they go, which is amazing. Somebody has asked for you to tell the story about the bishop and the swimwear. Right. I think it's time we went to the traffic.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
We're getting dangerous territory now. Sinead, you all right, love?
Yes, I look forward to that story. I certainly do.
I'm going to do the traffic. Say nothing. Oh, Sinead.
Stop the lights.
Right, we should have a delay thing. Some stations have that. We don't have that.
Oh, no.
Go on, tell me what's happening.
Well, slow moving on the M50 southbound between Junction 5 Finglas and Junction 6 Blanchardstown. There's a northbound queue on Harles Cross Road between Harles Cross Park and the Grand Canal. And there's a westbound queue on the Airport Link Road now between the M1 slip and the airport roundabout. Heavy in Tipperary on the M7 westbound, approaching a collision about halfway between Junction 27, Bird Hill, and Junction 28, Castle Troy. To Galway, where part of the Tubber-Jarlath Road in Tuam is closed following a collision there last night. To Cork, where we have reports of a collision in Ballincollig on the Carriganara Road outside the Carriganara Estate. And there are delays as well in Cork on the North Ring Road eastbound between Spring Lane and Clonard, and also on the North City Link Road inbound from the brewery to the Quays this morning. And finally, in Kildare, there will be a stop-go system in Athy on Kilberry Road all this week. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
That's fantastic altogether.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. I don't know where the story's going to go. We'll find out in a minute. Talk to you in the morning.
Slán.
It's like the Bishop of the Nighty on the Late Late Show.
No. So Michael Brown was the bishop when we were growing up in Galway. Dr. Michael Brown.
Dr. Michael Brown, right.
Yeah. And apart from raiding his orchard regularly for the lovely apples he had, we didn't see much of him around, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He banned two-piece swimming costumes in Galway.
He banned what?
Two-piece swimming costumes.
Oh, right. Oh, the bikini, you mean?
Yeah, the bikini. Yeah. The bikini became popular because he had this idea that men might be inclined to commit sin if they saw a woman in... So a parish letter went out.
Right.
So I told Eric Visser when Eric came to Galway the story about the bishop and the bikini. So we decided, we were brazen young ones, you know. So we decided, well, if he doesn't want two pieces, he can have one piece. So we'd go off out in our knickers.
No.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know, and, you know, that would satisfy the decree. And so Eric wrote the song called The Beach about it. And Colin McCann, you know, he wrote Brooklyn and all that. He was in, the last time I was in RTE, he was on the, we were on the same radio show. And he said, when he was a student in Galway, he said, they were actually terrified when I would tell that story. He came to see me in Leisurely and he says, we thought you'd be lifted by the cars. Because the story got way worse. Like, I mean, this is a sanitised version of it. Yeah. You know? But live, I would go to, into the full details, you know.
Buy tickets. Buy tickets and it could be repeated.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it could be repeated. This is just trying to help you in the big top.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of...
And I'll bring in albums now. I'll bring in some vinyl for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, did you take the threat to reality? Did you actually...
What?
For the, with the swimsuit.
You didn't? Oh, yeah, we used to go down on mass.
Oh, you did?
Jump into the water with the knickers on,
I thought you were making that... Oh, you actually did.
Oh, yeah, and he saw us, apparently. Well, we knew he was aware of it.
An occasion of sin.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you are right. Brazen is the word.
Brazen.
Devils. Loving your interview with Mary Cocklin this morning, Catherine. It's not like... we're just really having a chat. But I think it's really just a chat. Peter O'Toole has been on. I thought he was gone. Peter O'Toole, I love all his movies. He's been on. He lives in Swords now, apparently. And he said you're a breath of fresh air and thank you for brightening up his morning.
Thank you, Peter.
You see? And,
I never forget the first time I kissed Peter O'Toole.
Did not, did you?
When the movie High Spirits.
Of course.
My first on-screen kiss.
He was
Peter
quite...
O'Toole.
Oh, he was handsome beyond, yeah. Mm-hmm. I sat beside him on a flight to London once. Mm. I guess he's out of breath, so I'm not going to continue with that story.
I am not. He's lovely. We had such a... Donald McCann, Tom Hickey, Peter O'Toole, Little John Nee, and me in the Wands dressing room.
Did you kiss them all, or just Peter?
No, I had an on-screen kiss with Peter.
I know.
We were together on the same film.
I know.
And Peter O'Toole had the star dressing room. Yes. And God help us, back in the day, we were all taking a... And I was Joram.
Yes.
And our call was 5:30 in the morning, which was really still the night. Really.
Yes, you're still.
So you'd have a drink when you arrived before the makeup chair.
That's right.
And oftentimes it continued.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, yes.
Yeah.
He bought me a gin and tonic on the flight.
Yeah, he would do that.
And he chatted away and he was charm personified.
Stop it. He was just gorgeous.
Gorgeous looking.
And I was I did my own stunt. I'm like Tom, what's his name? Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
I was up on the top of a castle down in Limerick and he said, "Now fly, Katie." And I said, no, I can't. You know, and I'm up on wires.
Yes.
60 metres in the sky.
And you went?
No, I didn't go. And he said, he pulled me back in. And he said, "Sir," he said to the director, Neil Jordan, he said, "I'm sending my men back to the hotel for Mary," he said. And then he had a word with his men. And he sent back for a flask of tea with sugar and brandy. And they would be taking a half an hour break. And Mary had the tea with the brandy and the sugar. And he said, "How do you feel now, Katie?" Because we were
in the character.
"How do you feel now, Katie?" And I said, "Grand." He said, "Fly, Katie." And he pushed me off the parapet. And I went flying across the scene. And in through a window where Peter Gallagher was in, riding this woman on the bed.
Steady.
Yeah. I was also in the scene. I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and I thought it was, anyway, that's not kissing was as far as we were going here. Karen, so you're fine. Karen has been on to say that yourself and Ulton on Saturday night, Kilworth and Cork, is fantastic.
Yeah.
See, people are loving the fact that you're out there and you're still giving, but you are so full of joy this morning. I'm loving the fact that...
Well,
and you were like this last time you came in as well.
I'm very funny too, you know.
I think we know that.
Yes, I go down, I'm not afraid of going down into the song either. Do you know
no,
what I mean?
I know that. Yeah. I know
and
that.
And people love that.
Yeah.
You know?
And, yeah.
And then we move out of it.
Yes.
You know.
But you're loving life and thank God for it.
It's just beyond... I mean, I know it's not going to last forever and I'm so glad and... I have gratitude every day that I stopped drinking.
And I have to say, you look tremendous.
People say that. I stopped eating bread.
You stopped eating bread? Seriously?
The wheat.
Mm. So what do you eat in this place? Oh. Crackers and cracker, what do you do?
No, Damien Hall, he has a complete personal trainer. He's an old, dear old friend of mine and he does retreats, yoga.
Yeah.
The pilates.
I know.
Pilates.
I know.
And yoga. It's yoga at dawn. So I went for a week with him and the woman and went with a gang of people. And he just said, okay, he said, we're no coffee, no sugar, no wheat, no dairy for the week, 7 days.
Okay.
So on the end of the second day, I ran down the road on our 6 kilometre walk and I ran into a pub and I had a, can I, do you have coffee? And I had a cup of coffee, a Swift double espresso with a spoon of sugar in it. And I thought, Damien, I'm 70 years of age. I'm going to have a coffee every single day for the rest of the week. And he said, okay. So he said, well, we'll leave it the sugar and the, we'll, the bread and the milk out. He weighed me and measured me at the end of the eighth morning. I lost 11 centimetres off my stomach.
Merciful hour.
Merciful hour. From because, not eating wheat.
Yeah, well, we know it expands in your tummy.
Yeah.
Bread, yeah.
Stay to me.
It's not a bad not pick on you.
And my skin kind of used to be red and it's right. Not really anymore. Anyway, there you go. I just tried it.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, this works. But like yesterday, Claire made cake for Father's Day and all that. And I had a bit of cake. You know, I'm not adverse to a bit of cake.
Sure.
Or the biscuit.
Yeah, I know.
But just all that bread stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And that's gone.
Mm.
And, but is there a replacement for it? Because
spuds.
Oh, right. Okay.
Spuds and butter.
Spuds and butter.
Yeah, right. That's that you can have that. Like, you know, yeah, you might have a few new potatoes with a bit of salmon and loads of veg. And, but I'm not, I love butter.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I had cream the other day for the first time in ages, and it was such a treat.
It's a wonderful treat.
Yeah.
But you're minding yourself.
Jesus, I was eating it every day.
I know, yeah. But yeah, you're minding yourself. Is what
I'm minding myself. Because I have the stents now and all, you know.
Well, it's working a treat, and you're fantastic. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's always a joy. And we have the albums. You'll be sent.
I'll be bringing them in now.
Bring
and
them
I'll be
in.
Signing them, and you can get the one. And I also have, in case you might
what?
Want them.
What?
I have tired and emotional tea towels.
Have you?
And I also have F... dot dot K off tea towels.
Have you?
I'll bring you some. I'll bring one in for you anyway.
We got tired and emotional. God bless you and thank you for coming.
Thank you. Will I bring them in?
Yeah, please God. And can I just let everybody know that it is Galway International Arts Festival, 7 o'clock, the 23rd of July.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday in the Big Top in Galway.
And down in, where am I on? Friday, Saturday?
Where are you on Friday? Saturday at Theatre Royal.
Oh, yeah, Theatre Royal.
Waterford. Hang on a second. I've got to the news now.
Well, okay.
It's RT Lyric FM. Not at all, Angel. RT Lyric FM it is.